It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing your gig over stupid shit said on an internet radio show.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
And down that road ourselves. Anyway,
yeah.
You can join the chat room by going to Davin. The chat room by going to davinsden.com and you click on air and you're there. Davinsden.com. Den Pen, on air, you're in. You wish to call? You can. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That'd be Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be joining us soon.
Yep.
On the show tonight, an interview with Kevin Guti, the creator of Amazon's Comics Watching Comics. We'll tell you who's committing the most hate murders in America. Somebody's got the top prize.
It's not me.
It's not you.
Sorry, did I blow the end of the story?
Nah, we didn't spoil it yet. A government official resigns over his propensity to spew hate. School of Fools as a girl gets booted for her racist rant. An update on alleged scammer Craig Grant and the BitConnect fallout. And Ann Jackson. Lots of stuff to do tonight. How goes it?
Hey, good. How about you?
Hey, fine. Thanks. Hey there.
Hey, hi. What?
Artificial conversation on your radio.
What do you? Oh, you mean us? Hi, how
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, it sounded like really artificial to start.
Yeah, it was bad. Huh. Bark, bark. Hello, bark. I haven't had enough coffee today, so.
I got iced coffee. Actually, I got crystals in the fridge if you want to make yourself some. I don't know how to make that shit, but.
Crystals?
Like crystal.
Like crystal meth in your fridge?
No, like coffee crystals.
Oh, I don't even know how you do that.
I think it's instant coffee.
Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, you can do that. I think you just add water, hot water, and put it in the microwave. I think that's how it's done, but I've never made a cup of hot coffee in my life.
Oh. Okay.
Have I? No, don't think I have. 43 years. Haven't done it.
Really? What are you, a Mormon?
No. No, I drink iced coffee sometimes. I don't drink that much coffee.
Do you ever drink hot coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
But there's places that make that.
I know, they do. So, thank God for them.
I mean, I don't wake up and go, I need a cup of coffee to start my day. This doesn't happen.
Oh, usually. I do. The first one is medicinal.
Yeah, you're addicted. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
People get addicted. Not I. Not I. So I was away this weekend, and I learned some valuable things.
Where were you?
I was in Winchester, Virginia.
Okay.
Doing a little bit of that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We were whistling that song while you were trying to say where you were going.
Oh, is that what you guys are doing?
Yes.
Yeah. It's best to block you two out.
It's the only way to get through a read.
It's the only way to get through the show.
I know. So pretend nobody else is here.
I just check in with you guys once in a while. Yep, you're still there. I do my thing. It's the chemistry everybody raves about.
Oh, yes. Raving.
Yes, raving.
Lunatics.
So I learned, I don't have a workaround around this problem, this quandary.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
Yes, yes. It's very hard hitting.
Hit me.
I'd love to.
It's early.
So I'm in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I want to get through. I'm behind somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get past them because they're blocking the way.
Right.
Because they're talking to somebody else.
Right.
Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're deaf.
Oh.
And you know what doesn't work when they're deaf? Excuse me. Excuse me.
Doesn't work at all.
Failed miserably. Excuse me does nothing in that situation.
No tap on the shoulder allowed?
I could tap, but what happens if they can't read lips?
Oh, just... Well, just kind of like do a shushing to the side kind of with your hands.
What am I, an improv troupe now? Now I got to act. Now I got to do a fucking scene?
Yeah, you're mime it.
I got to. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way.
I would
lose my patience.
Gently grab their shoulders and put them where you want them to stand.
Yeah, and then we have a Me Too moment. I don't need that.
Nobody's ever Me Too'd about shoulders. Oh, no, that's not true.
People get Me Too'd all the time.
Yeah. No, but like shoulder rubs. But I mean like on the outer edges of the shoulders.
It was inappropriate touching.
You think?
Who the fuck knows?
No, I don't think so.
The good
so.
Thing is she wouldn't be able to tell anybody. But I...
Yeah, no.
No. So, yeah, do you have a workaround for that?
Yeah, I just told you. I would tap them and just kind of, like, make the, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you face, scrunched up face, like, hey, hey.
But this is a restaurant.
Can you move?
And it was a buffet, Indian buffet.
Yeah.
Theoretically, my hands could be full. So now I got full. Now I got to kick them in the ass.
Now I just hip check them and let them fall
where
they
may. But you can't get next to them. It'd have to be a frontal assault.
Yeah, I'm not above that.
But you got your plate in front of you.
Yeah, I don't care.
So you would actually have to turn around and back into them with your ass.
I've done that.
I'm sure you...
How do you think I met Mr. Helix?
I almost feel like deaf people should not be allowed to not be facing everybody at once.
You're so ridiculous.
I don't think it's ridiculous. I never encountered this before. Never had any reason to give thought to this before. But surely I can't be the first. But I might be the first to address this issue.
No. I'm sure that there's been moments where somebody couldn't get a deaf person's attention.
Right.
And they're like, how do I, what
do I guess
how
you could
do
spit on
nicely?
The back of their neck.
Oh, my God. That's the way you came up with.
Well, then I think
touching
maybe
the shoulders was too Me Too for you, but spit.
Well, everybody's
now
getting in trouble for touching. But
spitting, that's the new frontier.
Could be fine.
No.
Not like a phlegmy one. You know, all saliva.
Actually, I just saw a picture. What was it, on the news or on the newspaper? Of this guy. It was on the newspaper. Of this guy in like a head baggie because he could not stop spitting on court personnel when he was taken in to be, you know, arraigned or whatever.
He couldn't stop spitting on them?
Yeah. And so that's what they do is that they basically put a mosquito net that is, you know, keeps all the spit in on people who can't stop spitting. And that sometimes people do that. They're drunk or they're deranged and they will spit. And it's like
they're not a llama. They're not a camel.
Well, apparently they think they are. They had luscious long lashes, though.
Did they?
No. Oh. I couldn't tell with the net over their head, but I could tell that they were a spitter.
Again, I give no audience to spitters. I am pro-swallower.
Yeah, I know. You're very pro-swallower.
I certainly am. So, yeah. So there was this dilemma. I mean, and it's their problem because they're causing the situation.
Well,
I mean, you have to be cognizant of the fact that you're standing in an aisle.
Yeah, I mean,
what happens if these people are on a fucking plane? Now they're holding. Now you just want to scooch by.
Yeah, you do. And well, then you just scooch.
You can't. There's no room to scooch on a plane.
There's barely any room. But when they feel somebody pushing physically, like nudging, like get out of my way, come on now.
Here's the thing: either deaf people cannot turn around any longer, or they must be very, very thin.
Was this a oversized deaf person?
Not. Nothing incredible. No, no.
Okay.
Nothing to garner my hate and disdain. But no, I mean, I wasn't really checking them out. But I mean, they were wide enough where I couldn't get through, and they're holding a conversation, a signed conversation with somebody else.
And hold up the spot. Well, you know what? Give them a second and then tap them on the shoulder. They know they're in the way. They'll move.
They don't fucking know they're in the way. Nobody knows they're in the way. Most people are oblivious.
Yeah, they are.
So why? Because you're deaf? Your sensitivity being in the way heightens? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you can't get them by saying something.
How about
like
you grab them in the ass?
A hearing person. Look. No.
I would think they would be aware something was a problem.
There's only one person on this earth you're allowed to ask grab, and she lives upstairs with you.
No, I can ask grab anybody. It's fine. It's a compliment. It's a compliment. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. No.
You're welcome. It's what I do.
No,
it's my thing.
No.
It's my thing.
You have never touched my ass, so what am I supposed to take out of this?
Because your ass has issues.
This is true. Yeah, you don't know what you're starting.
Exactly. I mean, one little slap and the whole ecosystem that is your ass could collapse. And then we could have like a blowout and we wouldn't see you for 3 weeks. Plus, I don't have the tarp down, you know, and I don't think Spot Shot's going to get that out.
No, you might need a whole carpet cleaning,
yeah,
like, you know, after the crime
unit.
Yeah,
so that's why your ass is off limits.
And actually, good thing.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course,
you're
right.
But yeah, this is a very delicate ecosystem.
It most certainly is. We don't even know how it all works.
No, I'm not sure.
Everybody gathers around the fissure to get their, you know, supply of liquid. They bring back to their little ass home.
Their ass
the little ass community that lives within
ass
you.
Ass gnomes.
Yeah, that's what's going on in your ass.
Yeah, there's stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Things happened.
Sure, you know, it's like that thing, you know, am I really the only one out here, or are we just like a bump on you know, some bigger being's ass? That's what's going on in your ass.
I'm pretty sure that we are.
Yeah. And, you know, they know twice a day there's going to be a volcano eruption, so they get into their homes and they hunker down and, you know, yeah. So it's a whole thing.
Oh, you would have beaten Joe for that. Your phone making that noise.
No, his rings.
I know it does. I know.
I have to leave it on in case Joe texts me.
It was hilarious the time that it started making so much noise. He just threw it away.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Still
like
laughing.
It was a grenade.
Still heavy. It was like, yeah, it was like it was on fire. Ah! Fire in the hole. Oh, so, speaking of my ass, fire in the hole. No. Oh.
So, yeah, that was the dilemma. Yeah. I don't think we really have a solution to it.
No, I do think that you could tap them on the shoulder and make the scrunched up kind of, could you move?
I don't want to touch anybody.
Could you?
I don't want to have a conversation with, I don't want to have a conversation with people talk. Now, I definitely don't want to do a fucking act out.
Well, then you're going to stand there for all eternity.
Clearly.
Your food getting cold.
Clearly. But again, they're the problem.
Well, you know, I think that that's a lesser problem than the thing that really makes me aggravated is when people, especially in small towns, they're driving in two different directions and they stop in the middle of the street to have a conversation car to car.
That's terrible.
And one time I waited.
Yeah, you waited.
And I waited.
You're like, because this pot can't possibly go on for
how
long.
How long could they possibly do this in the middle of the street? So then I beeped and the person yelled at me.
You're the asshole.
Yeah. Hang on. Keep your pants on or something.
Well, you
I'm
know
like,
what they
really?
Could do? They could pull over and get their stupid asses out of the car. They could do that and check.
They could do that, yeah. And it was like, oh.
People are rude.
Like you said, oh, I'm the asshole? I'm not the one blocking up traffic.
No, they're unawares.
Yeah.
So they're worse than deaf people.
Yes.
Because it's intentionally rude. Deaf people are just oblivious, and there's no way to snap them out of their little conversation.
Well, I think that this particular person was just like everybody else who blocks away and isn't thinking about it. Only your dilemma this time was you couldn't say excuse me.
No,
so
but they're having
pondered.
But they're having a conversation. They're having a whole fucking hand waving conversation.
That's their language.
I understand, but I don't speak it. Learn the language.
Oh no.
Speak English.
Oh god.
If you can't speak English, get out of the country.
Oh my god.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Can you imagine the hate beams coming out of their eyeballs?
Maybe it'll be mentioned in the State of the Union tonight.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fucking awesome.
You
just see Trump look over at the signer, and you! This is America! Enough with the Italian bullshit. What are you doing there with the hands?
Yeah, stop moving your hands around. If those people can't understand, fuck them!
You know what'd be really funny?
Oh,
you
my
see
God.
Trump do his little signature thing with his little two okays.
And watch her do it!
Exactly. It's stereo. It's true.
Oh, God, if only they would do those little his little hand signatures.
Well, like when Obama was like overseas, didn't they have like a South African one who was completely making shit up?
He was making it up. He just like stumbled up there and started doing things, and because people didn't know, they were just like, oh, I guess the guy.
I would love to see somebody fuck around with Trump while he's up there.
I would love to have
seen. Yeah, you know, he's like, people are saying I'm the best president, best economy ever, and you just see the sign language giving the jerk off.
Well, that's what he's doing, but it's in their language.
No, but I'm saying, but not in their language.
I know, well, I know.
Just like,
oh yeah, right. Do you know? I know how to do the American Sign Language for horseshit.
Okay.
You do the hang 10 with your thumb and your pinky up, and that's like the bull's horns.
Uh huh.
And you place your arms over each other, like you wrap
like
your arms over each other.
Like your I Dream of
Genie. Like your I Dream of Genie. You put the bull's horns on one end, and then you do a flicking motion with the hand that's sticking out the back side of the thing, like bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like the shit coming
out. You said horse shit.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Ah.
That's how you do bullshit.
Interesting.
Little tidbit.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, I could totally. I wish I would have known that in school.
Oh, I know, because teachers wouldn't know what that was.
That's good for your day program, too. Any day program, if you don't think they know.
Just sit there and go, what
are you doing? I'm stretching. My back hurts. Just stretching my shoulders and my fingers.
Stretching my shoulders and fingers. No, that's why it's good to have, like, a half desk at the counter. So when people come in and they're bothering you, you can flip them off onto the counter. I've used that maneuver to keep myself cool many a time.
The difference between you and me, I flip them off to their face.
Yeah.
I did not flip off the deaf person, although that would have been the move.
That would not have been the move,
that's
and
the
you know better.
Everybody knows, fuck you with the finger.
Yeah, I know, but that's a little harsh for your block in the way. You save that for when they're really being a douche.
It's a buffet. It's a high traffic area.
Yeah, and it's a high quality people area, too. At the old fill your belly deli.
Food was a little disappointing. It was fine. It tasted good. I've had better.
Some of those are good, and some of those are really scary.
Do you like Indian food?
I do like some. I'm not a fan of the spices, you know. But if it's not spicy, there are several that I do like.
You got to come up here one day for lunch. We got to come up here when you're off for lunch, because we got a great Indian place in Middletown. Saffron. Really, really good.
I would like to try that.
Yeah, you got to come up here for lunch.
Cool. So
you let me know when you let me know when you're going to feign an illness as opposed to really being sick.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll block out a day for your ass to retaliate, and we'll have a good time.
I know. That'll be a 2-day event then. One for the Indian food, one for the recovery.
Yeah, that doesn't take a day. I mean, when food is angry, it's angry.
Oh, no, that takes a while.
It's weird. Sometimes you can eat at a place and you're fine. And sometimes you're like, wow, I got 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes to take care of this situation, or there's going to be a new conversation starter.
I know.
Because really, there's no coming back from shitting yourself.
No.
Unless you can be under 2 or over 80. But in between there, there's no comeback from I shit myself. I had a lot of milk. Nobody cares.
No. Or just like that one snuck up on me.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a fart. There was more there.
Well, that was from that movie, Shart.
Shart, yeah. Well, my daughter loves that word, Shart.
Yeah, it's like, oh no. There, I told you about the crapitation contest. It was this old recording that Mr. Hillix has that is really funny, where they use these old-timey kind of voices, and they're basically having a farting contest.
Fantastic.
And they have all different kinds of farts, and... and the idea is for somebody to be able to fart without actually shitting themselves. And the end of it is, he shits, he is disqualified.
Some highbrow entertainment at the
Hillix. Super highbrow. Oh, but boy, did I laugh my ass off about that one.
Well, there you go. So I guess if you want to touch somebody, you can tap them.
What a terrible segue from the farting to the you want to touch somebody.
Well, I'm just saying. So. If anybody has a better solution, I'm open to it, but it's fucking rude of the deaf. I'm just saying.
I don't think that it's just a deaf thing. It's people standing in the way. I live in the supermarket where people put their cart right in the middle of the aisle and then they go fishing for stuff on the side. Bring that shit with you.
Supermarket aisles are not wide enough.
No, they're not.
Because fat people shop in supermarkets a lot more than thin people. Obviously.
You think?
Of course they do. Because they're eating more.
No, they're at home calling it to be delivered.
No, they get out. Because, you know, now. So, some of them, yeah.
I have never actually seen a person in my local supermarket in one of the scooters.
Oh, I was just saying, I fucking see it all the time.
Do you really?
You're just giving up. Like, I understand if you can't walk. But you know what? But I see somebody, they can walk. They don't want to. No. No, no, no. You should be fed to homeless people. That should be the rule. Like if you were just like, well, it's a little too much cardio for me. Fuck you. We put you on a spit. We give you to the homeless. They're hungry. Because you're done. You are so, I understand if you've had surgery.
Right.
Or you can't walk. Right. Your back is so bad. And a lot of times it's because you're too fat anyway. Let's be honest about it. But I understand. But if you're still capable of walking and you choose the scooter, unless you're 12 going for a joyride and races, because that's fucking fun.
Yeah, right.
But just because you're a little too lazy, no. No. You must die.
Die. Wow, you're harsh.
We have no use for them. Well, these are the people that are the problem.
Well, you know what? They have created their own problem. Or them and their enablers.
They're lazy. You know what they should fucking put in supermarkets?
What?
Fucking hills.
Speed bumps?
So that's what I would do. So, like, you know, people are getting a little too fat. They're not walking. You put the Oreos at the top of the hill. Because now they're going to have to get up and fucking walk if they want to.
Oh, like a Stairmaster effect to get to the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you put, like, all the fruit and veggies and all the goods. You put that nice and low.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah,
exactly.
Make you work for it.
Exactly. But you want the bag of Snickers? That's going to be... You're going to have to walk up a flight of stairs or a ramp or whatever, and you're going to have to reach a little bending and stretching. That's what you... You know what? I'm putting the Snickers at the top. I'm putting the Milky Way at the bottom. I'm going to make you do cardio. So you're going to reach for one, and then you have to bend for the other.
No, they would just make do with the
either
Milky
way
ways.
You still have to walk a thing of stairs.
Oh, okay.
So you still have to get that, but if you really want to double down, you're gonna have to do a bend over.
Well, now what do you do for people who are legitimately handicapped, not because they are really overweight?
We're gonna have a handicap section, a little corral.
Okay. And they can only go in there.
Yeah. You know what that would be like? You I don't know if you remember the Bergenfield rink.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Now, you remember they had the big rink.
Yeah.
Where everybody was skating.
Yeah.
And then they had a little square area where, like, people who couldn't skate.
Oh.
Like, little
so
kids
you
and
retards. And, yeah.
Little kids and retards like me.
Retards. Oh, God.
Yeah. So that would be for the handicap, where everything is accessible. But we'd have to see. If you were fucking lying, we haul you out of there. No food.
No food for you.
Exactly. Should be a state law.
So should we also have those, you know, how like when you're on the highway, you see wait station pull over that, you know,
bad
like
people. No.
Yeah, to get into the drive through of a fast food restaurant, there's a wait station. It's like they quick calculate the weight of your car versus the weight of the driver.
No.
How many people are in there?
If
it weighs too much, no, you shouldn't be eating that burger.
No, because then you don't know if it's like for a whole family. You don't know what the situation is.
True. You don't know how many they're buying
for. And I don't
have
time to interview people.
No. And nor would you want to, because you hate talking to people.
But, correct.
I know you.
I'm barely tolerating this. But I do like the idea of hills and stairs to get the crap food.
I do like the Stairmaster idea.
Your whole grain bread.
Yeah.
Is on the bottom.
Right.
The white bread, the shit I eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to walk a thing of stairs, and then I'm going to have to stretch to get the white bread.
Yeah, and like the good cereal on one side, but then if you want your Frosted Flakes, you're going to work for it.
Special K, down on the bottom. Yep. Anybody could get the Special K.
Yep.
But then if you want the Fruit Loops, you're going to have to climb. Yeah.
You know, I would be willing to do the climbing when I have, like, a Jones for Fruit Loops or whatever.
Of course. You have to get up, and you can't bring your little fucking scooters up there.
Yeah, no, you have to climb up the hill to get the cinnamon buns.
Now, again, if you're coming off surgery or you're, like, really handicapped and you can't do it, we have the handicap corral.
Yeah, okay.
We're good. We don't want to torture the handicapped.
We could send somebody up there. Could you just go up there and
get
me
that thing?
Nah,
because then you just got lazy people faking that shit. And I got a staff here. I can't have them running around for every fucking lazy person. Not in this country. No.
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 Because people will just come up with any reason
exactly.
why.
I'm going to have the handicap corral where everything is accessible.
Okay.
But you have to be really handy. If I follow you out to the parking lot and you're getting around just fine, we take the food back. You're banned. You can't come here. But yeah, if you're just a fat ass, you're going to have to work for it.
How do you think people are going to shop in this particular store that we're talking about?
Every store.
Versus and
state rules.
State rules.
State law.
Yeah.
State law.
But that's like when they tried to take away.
Drive down health insurance premium. If we're fucking healthier. This is preventive care. If we're healthier, there won't be as many sick people, and our premiums should come down.
So now you're thinking that people are not going to like have a problem with this, and not you know they're taking away their free will.
They have the option of having things like Amazon deliver the food to them.
That's true.
They have that option.
Peapod and things like that.
Yeah, so you could still do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the supermarket experience, and I don't think it's cruel to make somebody reach. Or walk a flight of stairs. I don't think that's really cruel.
No, I didn't say it was cruel.
I'm not saying that we have like alligators underneath a pit and they have to walk across a balance beam to get the marshmallows. I'm not saying that.
Wait. You know what is the name of that show where they make them? You know, like
used to be was it Ninja something? Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior, and they have to like leap over these things of water
and like that.
Something tries to beat them off.
Although that would be fun
the
with fat people.
Thing they're holding on to.
That would be fun with fat.
That would be fun with anybody.
No, that's fun with fat people. And like the end is like a fluffer nutter sandwich. That's the prize. You just, yum, 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 yum. No,
I don't think that anybody would work that hard for a fluffernutter.
You, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna pay him some money, too. But people don't know that.
Oh, okay. But just like
people, there's nothing funnier than watching fat people try to get in shape. It's true.
That's cruel, man.
Yes, it is. But it's true.
No, I don't think that is funny.
I'm not talking about a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
You don't believe me? They had that fucking show on for years.
Which, you mean like, I almost said Gene Simmons.
What was it, like Boot Camp or something?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was one with the Celebrity Fit Club.
Right.
And then there was also one where they had like these people, but they said a lot of it was bullshit, where you had to lose weight. Yeah, you think we really care about the journey? No, we're watching fat people sweat their asses off while we're sitting on the couch eating Doritos.
I know, that's what people were doing. But you know what's really cruel is that they would like go, no water for you. People are fat. Passing out.
Much. I'm not being cruel like that, but I'm saying, you know what? Somebody who's 350 having to do a little fucking limbo. That's I'm in. A tug of war a tug of war between a couple 450-pound people. Fuck yeah, I'm in. The winner gets a box of chocolates. We're talking here.
The winner gets a box of chocolates.
Sure.
This is completely the opposite.
I'm gonna pitch
the
show.
No, but this is the opposite of what you want people to do. If you're actually legitimately trying to help these people lose weight,
well, they're not going to do it for a carrot.
Well, you're not going to reward them with a box of chocolates.
Listen, if your ass is sweating and tugging, you know what? You deserve a treat. You deserve a treat. You give a horse a sugar cube.
No, you should give him like money.
I want to drink. I said that everybody gets fucking
money. Yes,
everybody gets paid.
Money. It's like,
but it's more demoralizing.
This sounds a lot like those Japanese game shows.
Yes,
where they have people doing ridiculous, horrifying
yes.
things.
Yes, yes.
That's what you want to say.
Yes,
I don't want to embarrass people.
Why not? They've already embarrassed themselves.
Well, I mean,
now we're just monetizing their embarrassment. That's fucking capitalism.
That's
terrible. You know how many cable channels there are? They need shit like this.
Oh, they need things to fill.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Exactly.
For sure.
Fat people getting it. What Richard Simmons, because he was so fucking captivating? No, he had a flaming. Oh, don't be homophobic. Shut up, Pip, you.
You're hating on Richard Simmons.
You had a flaming guy in tight shorts with his nuts hanging out, parading around.
Yeah, nobody needed to see that.
With 15 350-pound housewives. Now, listen, that's on. I'm not watching the videos because I want to get in shape with Richard Simmons. There's better ways to get in shape than with fucking stupid Richard Simmons, but as far as entertainment, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think that he actually gave these people hope and he gave them something
what,
to reach
that for. If they lose weight, they could date Richard Simmons?
No, but that they could do it with somebody who was kind and understood their journey. No, that's what the appeal was. Richard Simmons was the guy who, yeah, he's doing the jerking me off, not jerking me off. Ah, he's giving me the American Sign Language bullshit signs. You stop flipping me off and stuff that people can't say. If you're going to be rude to me, you yell.
I don't think I need to yell.
Well, at least say it. No, Richard Simmons was one of those guys. I know he was bizarre. Nobody needed to see him in those little outfits. I don't want to see him in shorts. Ew. But the thing was that he did give those people a lot of hope. And he, you know, it seemed like somebody's been through this whole struggle. He was nice to them, but he was trying to get them to do the right thing. It's like, you're the cruel taskmaster.
I'm giving them money and treats.
They don't want treats. Well, maybe they want treats.
Of course they want treats. You don't get to be tree fitty by eating carrots. I fucking know.
I know, but that's just so cruel.
Yes.
You don't like watching people struggle?
I watch you and Joe try to do reads every fucking week. Of course I do.
You don't enjoy it, though.
It's always about who's going to win, the language or you. It's a fun battle.
Yeah, often English wins.
Yes.
We lose.
Yes.
Terribly.
Listen, these are just ideas. You people do what you want with it. I give you genius.
Oh, my God.
You like my idea for supermarkets, but you don't like my idea for entertainment.
No. I like the idea of making people, like, you know, work for the, you know, it's like an incentive to you're setting it up so that people are more inclined to go for the easy grab, which is better for them.
Yes.
And you're going to have to work for it to get to the sugary treats.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it sounds like a good way, instead of just like, you know, your normal health food store, everything in there is pretty much, you know, fruit, nuts, and bark. But if you go to like a quote unquote normal supermarket, making people work for the, you know, less good for you stuff because it's more of a treat than it is, you know, your staples. Hey, I think it's good. It's like a workout to get to the bad stuff. I like that a lot better because that's not humiliating people. It's trying to curb their appetite for the sugary treat.
I think both are good.
No, I like this.
I help and I hurt. I give both aspects of it.
I think that people would be wary of being on your particular show.
People do a lot worse.
Oh, I know.
So listen, they we've seen people eat worms and fucking lie in beds with fucking roaches.
Yeah,
hot, good looking people that don't have to do shit like that because they're hot and good looking people.
And I don't know why.
Well, because they want attention. You don't think fat people want attention? Fat people want attention too. And I'm giving it to them.
Yeah,
it's
negative attention.
No, no, it's the same type of attention you get for eating worms.
That's true.
Not discriminating. I am showing you that fat people have the same entertainment value as beautiful people. Not that you can't be beautiful and fat. Don't send your letters. I'm not interested. I don't read. but I hold fat people and people that are great in shape and very attractive in the same contempt.
But you're saying that they're the attention seekers.
Yes.
You know.
And I hold them all equally in the same contempt. Your size and sexual appeal to me has nothing to do with the contempt I hold for you. I am really the true egalitarian.
Wait a second now.
I don't think you realize how lucky you are to work with me. I am a shining example of everything that's right with humanity.
Oh, my God. We have such a long struggle.
Still, with what we're faced with, admit it, I'm pretty fucking good.
Pretty good. No, not this version.
Yes, most definitely. Why? I am treating... Because you don't really see unattractive people on TV. They don't get all those opportunities.
Normally, you don't. This
would be a smash... primetime network show until somebody dies of a heart attack. But up until that moment, this is a hit show. You're welcome.
You know what? There is one commercial that's been playing for a while, and I don't even remember who it's for. I think it's an insurance company. And they're talking about how you'd be weird if you like
DirecTV,
this or that.
DirecTV. Love the commercial. Just sitting in gum,
yes.
Walking into walls,
yes.
Having your seat kicked.
Right.
My favorite commercial.
I love that commercial.
Me too. This is that, but longer form.
But this is, and the people that look there in those commercials are like very average
yes.
looking people.
Yes.
I was like, wow, look, this is like people that you actually see on the street.
Yes.
They're not the pretty people.
Yes. And
like
now
that.
I'm giving them more opportunity. You're welcome. Look, people laughed at DirecTV when they came up. Listen, these people are not attractive enough. And they're like, no, we want to see average people walking into a glass door and spilling their food all over themselves. And you know what? DirecTV gambled and they won.
They sure did win.
And I'm saying the same thing. TV convention's coming up in July. Could be a pitch.
Okay.
Could be. You know, I'm going to fucking write it out.
Oh, God.
I am going to fucking write it out.
Oh, no. You're going to be the one that was like,
maybe
yes.
I'll call it Fatties.
No. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Why not?
Because it's just like the bringing society down to its lowest, most crass level.
Yes. Well, hello. Do you know where we're... How about are you ready to jiggle? Like as opposed to are you ready to rumble? Are you ready to jiggle?
Look, I know that there's a market for it. I'm sure there is, because if anybody's still watching Honey Boo Boo...
It's not on the air anymore.
No, her mom, not hot, the mother...
June?
Yeah, she's on there.
No, because they took her off. She's part of my act. Anyway.
No, she's back on.
Oh, good. Of course.
Yeah, no, she went and she lost weight. She had all these surgeries, and now they're pretending that she's hot. And
pretending?
Well, because there's still a long way to go. But
see, you fucking hate on people just like I do.
I hate her because she was in bed with a child molester who molested her own child.
Oh, I didn't know that Boo Boo got molested too.
No, not Honey Boo Boo, but the older one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got molested, and then when the guy got out of jail, she hooked back up with him.
Well, I mean, you know.
And had him in the house with her kids.
Well, I mean, listen. It's so nice. It's really hard to find somebody that pleases the whole family. And this guy pleased every hole in the family.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, you know you didn't. Take that back.
I will not. I guess there goes my political career.
Yeah, I think
my position
so.
In the Trump administration.
Yeah, or any.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
But yeah, let's get ready to jiggle. I'm going to write that down.
Oh, God.
Let's get ready to jiggle. I'm going to write this up.
No,
what?
This is so terrible. Really, you don't want to. You don't want to feed society's lowest.
First of all, let me start by saying fuck you. So I want to get that out.
Oh,
of the...
Okay. All right, that's out of the way. Now continue.
Yeah, I will.
Let me think about. Start with fuck you.
You can write that down. Think about through this show and my offline activities, all the people I help.
Uh huh.
All the people I've helped. I've helped a lot of people.
I know.
You know what? Now it's time to hurt a little.
No, no. This is not. Look, no.
This is the time. This is the time.
Did the devil on your shoulder all of a sudden get louder?
America is ready for it. America. We are this close to Thunderdome. We're there. We're there.
We are idiocracy. We're there.
We are like 10 days away from throwing feces at each other like monkeys. Could happen tonight at the State of the Union address.
It's going to happen tonight.
Exactly. We're fucking there. And you know, I could fight it. I fought it. I fought the good fight for women. Let's do a show that educates and uplifts. Fuck it. You people don't want that. I get it. So I will demoralize and degrade. Fuck, I'll find somebody who can say the word first.
Degrade.
Yeah, but there's degradate.
There's degradation, but there's you don't degradate.
I most certainly can.
No. You should not fight that urge.
No!
You have to!
America wants that! If I put all I have to do is attach a really fat person and say something mean and put it in a tweet, it'll go fucking viral. I put something nice and uplifting. I see it on my social media. I post something nice on Facebook about, this person overcame so much. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. You put up something awful, or I get outraged at the president for some reason. Everybody's got a fucking opinion on that. But nobody gives a shit when I post something nice. So fuck you, people. I'm giving you what you want. I am your man.
No, you don't want to turn to
from
that
the mind
side.
From the mind that gave you Name That Orgasm.
No. This is far worse. You have to turn this around. No. And every time you were saying the word,
the winner,
put the word Mexican in there and listen to yourself.
Mexicans are fat too if they want to be.
Oh god!
You know what the winner gets? A fucking all inclusive resort and spa. So then they can just fucking stuff their face and relax if they want and lay on the beach. There you go. Who doesn't want that? I want that. Exactly. Everybody. It's a lovely prize. We're sending you to Sandals.
Yeah.
All inclusive, eating, fucking, drinking, stuff your face. Why? There'd be things like Double Dare on it. You have to remember Double Dare, that show?
No.
Oh, it was like kids versus kids. And at the end, there was an obstacle course. And you had to go through different obstacles. And, like, so you would have to go through, like, and you would have to find these little flags. So you'd have to, like, you'd have these huge ice cream sundaes. And you'd have to, like, dig through all the fucking goop to get the flag. And then you go down the next one and go through a chute of slime. And you got to find the flag in there. Or you got to pick. These are all things on Double Dare. You can look it up. Or you got to, like, reach into, like, a huge nose. And, like, it's, like, all green, like, jealous. Yes.
Oh,
yes. It's, like, instead of Double Dare, it's, like, I don't know. I don't have a name for it. But it'll be fucking good. It'll be good.
Terrible.
And you know what? There's more fat people than anything else in this country.
Oh, yeah. No, there's plenty. But
so it's easy to find contestants.
I know. But it's like, you know, you don't
want to. Pip Helix. I'm not. You know what? I would put you in it. You might be on the thinner side of it. But I would put you in the. I say, Pip, you participate. You go through all this degrading stuff. I'm going to give you at the end. First of all, you get a TV credit.
Yeah, I want that.
I'm going to give you $10,000 at the end, and you get to end an all-inclusive or a week at an all-inclusive resort for you and a guest.
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
$25,000. No, $10,000 the first round. And then as you progress, the prize. So at the end, you could win $1 million.
No. I wouldn't humiliate myself that way.
Maybe you wouldn't, but others would.
I suppose they can, but I don't see why you would want to participate in the defiling and the degrading of your fellow humans.
Money.
Yeah, I know, but the, people get to, would do money for anything. I know that there's people out there that would do this.
Yes.
It's like, you couldn't find a something that's, like, helping,
no,
uplifting.
No, I've done that.
I know. America, so that doesn't mean that you're done.
America doesn't give a shit. Yeah. America doesn't want that. We don't want smart. We don't want thoughtful. We don't want good. We don't want altruistic. Look at our country.
Don't you think that we have to work towards still instilling that as a
no,
notion in people?
No, I think you can work towards that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work towards getting paid.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
Yep.
Can you find another way?
I'm sure I could.
Yeah.
And after this show, maybe I will.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about fucking degradation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like this.
Oh, of course.
Well, I could make the show Race Versus Race, where you break people down to ethnicities and you have to have events. I could do that show.
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what? How frightening is that? That would be really popular.
Race Versus Race.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. What are you doing?
That would certainly get people talking.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have to be an internet show.
Yeah, but this is the kind of thing that would bring... Do you want to be like Maury? You want to be, you know...
You mean famous, laughing his ass off while doing the easiest, stupidest fucking show since Jerry Springer? Oh, how awful. Oh.
Do you want to be Jerry Springer?
Sure.
No, you don't. You wouldn't want
to... I used to love his show. I was in college and law school. It's great. Used to come back from class, watch a little Jerry. It's good stuff.
Yeah, but you were immature at that age. Now you're a grown-up. You want your daughter to look to your... This is my daddy's Jerry Springer.
And now our country is reaching where I was when I was in college. Our country is reaching down to the
lowest common denomination.
Well, I don't think college is the lowest combination, but
we're
certainly bending.
No, college may not be. I mean, freshman.
You know what? Fucking stop trying to be a fucking white knight. All right. You know what? Enough. This is good shit. You even admit it. People would watch it.
But I don't think that that's a good thing.
Well, I don't think this is a good thing, but we do this every week. I think we do a lot of awful things on this show.
Oh, yeah, sure we do. But it's not at other people's expense.
No, it didn't used to be.
No, but that was one of the things that we said that we
would do. And this radio show's not about that.
It's not about that.
Right, but I'm not including you in my TV show.
Oh,
so fuck
God.
Off.
Thank God. I don't want to be part of that.
I wasn't asking you to be part of it. You were not involved in it at all.
Wait, I'm not invited now?
I mean, you can watch. I'll get you tickets. You can watch.
No, I
absolutely.
Don't. No, I don't want to see that.
You know what? It became famous. When I stopped taking your phone calls because of my success, you'll be like, I should have been more supportive.
I would be happy that you're getting what you want, if that's what you want, but I wouldn't be happy at the way you're getting it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Deal with it. Some people make sex tapes. Some people exploit fat people. We all have our way to get to the top.
Oh, my God. So wait, you haven't talked about your sex tape.
I have not, but I do want to talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
So this weekend, like I said, I was working in Virginia, mm-hmm. and I was talking to a waitress at the club, and she's part of the a kink community.
Really?
Yes. It never dawned on me that there was kink communities. Didn't dawn on me that there wasn't. I just didn't think about it.
Oh, I knew about that because when my brother, he gave me, for one of my big birthdays, he gave me a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And then
he got a Cleveland steamer.
No. Well, and Mr. Hillicks and I were staying in a hotel at the same time that they were having an S&M leather convention.
I feel like you said this before.
I did tell that story. And I learned a lot that weekend.
Yeah, but only through walls.
No. I actually snuck in and I looked at the beginner section of tables where they had pamphlets and stuff.
Pamphlets.
I just tried to get as far as I could without having to pay to get into the convention. And they were in the common areas and stuff. There was assless chaps.
Yeah, because they rented out
around.
The whole place. And you guys.
Yeah. And then us. And we're
you bring your family there.
We were like, holy crap.
Looking for a nice little family vacation in Cleveland. It's going to be nice, wholesome stuff.
Innocently go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure, maybe see if the lake is on fire. Just, you know, really enjoying Cleveland for all you can.
People whipping each other over breakfast. Yeah, it was a very interesting weekend.
So, apparently it's very hard to get permits to build kink dungeons. I didn't even know this.
Do you mean not in one's own home?
No, like to build like one, like where it's open to the public.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I you know, these are thoughts that don't cross my mind.
No, I hadn't thought about that.
Security's always in place.
Right.
I didn't. These things didn't cross my mind. They try to use easy to clean materials. I guess you know. God. I guess you don't want to lay down something that's super absorbent.
No. Well, you think about these things though when you're working on diners. It's like because the food.
And now I shan't be going to a diner.
The food gets on the seat, and you have to have something that you can wipe really quick before the next customers sit down.
Yes.
So you want to work in the same area.
You know what? I don't need people jizzing over my fucking Reuben.
God only knows what they've been doing. Depends on the diner.
No jizzing over Reuben.
That's a rule for you.
You're supposed to clean up after yourself.
Oh, and once you use one of these places?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Clorox wipes are nice.
Yeah, but it's like, you know what? If I'm going to fucking defile somebody or be defiled, now I don't want to do the fucking...
Clean up in aisle...
Yeah, in aisle
whip.
Yeah, I just lived out this fantasy. And now it just seems so mundane I have to scrub.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I feel like there should be people for that. There's people who need jobs.
I can't.
I feel like Lupe should be on standby with the little fucking bucket. Yeah, ready to go.
Oh, I can't imagine the person that has to go in there and clean something like that
up. You do your job. It's a job.
I know, but...
But I guess you're supposed to do a lot of the cleaning yourself, which to me takes away some of the fantasy.
I would imagine that's true, but you're going to have to come back into the real world sooner or later.
It's when I walk out the door.
Yeah. It's kind of like in the gym, though. Don't you wipe down the equipment if you're sweating all over it?
Yeah, but I don't have somebody whipping me with nipple clamps while I'm fucking doing a bench press.
You don't?
No. The gym is not a fantasy. I'm not role-playing. Maybe I'm role-playing somebody who wants to get in shape. maybe that's the role I'm playing, and then after 10 minutes, I go, you know what? I don't like this game anymore, and I go and get a sandwich. That's very possible.
Oh, I am going to have firmer thighs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not it?
No, that's not it at all. So, remember how last week we had the conversation about ass eating?
Wow. Yes.
And remember I said the 5-minute rule. I said 5 minutes out of the shower max, otherwise...
Oh, yeah, no go.
That's what I said. And you're like, no, it's not like it deconstructs immediately and, you know, doesn't break down. You know, I'm like, please.
Yeah, not 5 minutes.
So I wanted to talk to somebody who was, you know...
Oh, yeah, so what did she say?
In the shower. It doesn't even...
In the shower? You don't even get out.
You don't even get out.
Really?
That's what she said?
She has, like, not even, like... I didn't ask
what she did, but, you know, the conversation came up.
How did that come up in conversation?
Because she's into kink, so we're already having a very open conversation.
I guess so. If
you
got to
understand, people like me. Not you or Joe, but other people. Like
you
me.
Found people who like you?
I have to travel for it, but yes, they're out there.
I have to travel for it.
But yes, and they tell me things. And then she friend requested me on Facebook. So how do you like them apples?
I do like them apples.
So ass eating in shower only.
Whoa, okay.
Which is not how they show it in the movies.
I've never seen that in the movies, to be honest.
I have a feeling you have when you're doing research for the show.
No, wait, did I?
We all have.
No, because usually that's not in the menu when I'm watching.
It's not in the search engine?
That's not, yeah, well, no, that's, I guess that's not what I'm looking up when I'm looking for the, you know.
All right, enough with the ass eating. When are you going to come?
Let's
go.
Oh, God.
I got 8 more ethnicities to go through.
Can't you just blow your load already? Jeez. Yeah.
I also learned something else.
What?
Apparently, every woman can squirt.
Really? Every woman?
And by that response, I'm guessing you are not one of them.
I don't believe so.
I think you would know.
I guess I would know.
Yeah, you would. Well, if you don't know, who the fuck does?
The other participants.
No, but I mean, you had a long history, you know, before Mr. Helix. So somewhere along the line.
I guess I would have known.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Well, apparently any woman can squirt, and they have a guy that can make every woman squirt, and they have competitions who can squirt the furthest.
Oh, God. Oh, God, really?
Athletes.
Please, drop cloths akimbo, all everywhere.
Here's would be my concern, and I think she said like the furthest is like 3 feet or something.
Wow,
it's quite the square.
Yeah,
here would be my concern.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you're inside 3 feet? What happens if you're 6 inches away? I mean, that's really where you would be for something like that. You know,
depends on what you're in the middle of doing.
Right, but I mean, I'm afraid the velocity would hurt.
No. No.
Well, I mean, you get hit with it. Water pressure's high enough, it hurts.
Well, see, now I do have a girlfriend that tells me that she's a squirter.
Why would she tell you that? How does that? Pass the pickles, by the way, I squirt. How does that?
It was a conversation we had. And
should ask her about ass eating, what the rule is for that.
I don't know that she does that, but I don't want to ask now. I don't know. But it was a conversation that we had, and I was like, really? But she didn't break up. You know, tell me that anybody was like, oh my God, my eye, you know.
Well, I mean, you don't say that. You don't want to say you wounded somebody.
Well, it didn't seem to be a factor in what was going on there.
It is a concern for me, though.
How? You're worried about velocity?
I'm worried somebody could get hurt. I feel like if you're going to be a squirter, at least goggles.
I was just going to say goggles. Safety equipment?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a surprise if you don't know and somebody's going to squirt.
Drop cloth?
What?
Safety goggles?
There's a whole to do, but I like the fact that there's a competition.
That's pretty amazing that there's a competition. Like, they hold these competitions
in their dens?
I guess at these festivals or conventions
or
whatever.
Or in the den, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not this den.
No, not
God
not
damn,
this
not
den.
This den.
So
I would be contestant number one and contestant number one, and no.
So I had a business idea.
Oh, all right.
I'm full of ideas.
I know.
As we've heard.
All right, let's hope that I like this one better.
Doesn't really matter if you do or don't, now does it?
No,
you're
not
a hater.
To you.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not.
Have a little squirt of some haterade. So.
No.
I'd go to the conventions, and I sell baseball-type cards of the best squirters so you can collect and trade them. And they'd have stats on the back.
How far?
Yeah, like how far, average velocity, you know, how far to a target you are, like how consistent your average of hitting a target, you can hit a moving target.
Average velocity, what are you going to do? You're going to
get
a jug gun. Get the gun like you do with pitchers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know that's going to work.
Why not?
It's liquid.
So?
It's going to capture that?
Sure. They say like how fast like water is moving down in a river, don't they?
I guess there's a way to measure that.
Sure there is. We could do lots of things. We could send somebody on the moon. We can measure squirt.
Okay. Let's say that's possible.
Volume. I mean, you can put all these statistics on the back and you have like an action photo in the front.
Oh, wow, yeah. And collect them all, kids.
Well, not kids, but collect them all. But I feel like, see, this is where I'm torn. I don't know about this. Originally, I felt like, well, this is the type of card you would need laminated.
Most certainly.
That's how I originally felt. But then if you want to get them autographed, maybe.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have porn trading cards, I mean, I'd be surprised if they didn't already have something like that. But if you're going to, you're also going to have, like, longest dong, biggest balls. Well, yeah, you know.
That could be your market.
I mean, I think it would go, if you'll pardon the pun, hand in hand. And, you know, biggest boobs or, you know, most gangbangs or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So your stats, your porn stats.
Absolutely.
I'm down with that. I think porn trading cards would work.
See, now you like the idea.
Well, I think that, you know, it's not making fun of anybody. It's not degrading anybody. It's what they're into anyway. So why not? If they're proud of it, you know.
Might have to do this.
Yeah, if somebody's proud of how far they can squirt, well, goddamn.
As well they should be.
Yeah, I think it's a talent. I don't know if that's something. I don't know if 3 feet is something that a normal person can aim for or.
No, I think
she could expect.
Well, I mean, if everybody can squirt, then they know how to squirt. So once you have that down, I'm sure you start experimenting.
Well, with seeing if you can control it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little trick. Like if you put things there, fingers here, fingers there.
Seeing what makes it work the best or
absolutely.
Whatever.
How do you arch your pelvis?
Right, to get the most arc.
Yeah, it's like when guys take a leak. You know? Yeah, it's the same type. It's the same technology.
I was bad at trig. I never thought I'd need it for this course.
No, you know, your teacher said you would need math one day.
Yeah. Well, they were right, but I mean, I didn't think for this reason.
By the way, so you like this?
Yes.
By the way, introduce Cuntsucker there. Immediately they wanted to go to Cunt Liquor. I said, no, Cuntsucker. And they agreed. Does soften the cunt.
Who did?
The people who I was talking with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I would imagine.
So.
Yeah.
Cuntsucker's a thing.
They like that word.
And nobody ever heard it before.
No.
And you know how hard it is to, you know, come up with words?
A new curse word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you're welcome.
I did not say thank you.
Because you're rude.
That's why.
A question I did not get answered. I do not know if somebody who goes through, somebody with pierced nipples.
Okay.
How do you go through TSA metal detectors? Does it set it off?
Oh, you know, I was wondering about that because I have a friend who's a cop, and we were talking about now a lot of just like municipal courts, like local courts, they have like metal detectors just to go in there to like pay your fine for your speeding ticket and whatever. And so I was trying to get out of them, like, how sensitive is that? And they're like, it probably wouldn't pick up some of that stuff. But those kind of, like, you know, piercings are small, you know.
Yeah, some of them are bigger than others, though.
Yeah, but they're aiming to pick up things.
If I was a terrorist, then I would make a nipple bomb. That's what I would do.
A nipple bomb.
Sure. Explosive enough to fucking blow a hole in the plane. Nipple bomb.
Nipple bomb.
Yeah.
I think that they would.
And then, you know, all the women are going to have to show their breasts when we go through TSA. Make sure you're not packing a nipple bomb. That's what I would do.
Oh, because of the. You don't want to see all of those, though.
No, I don't work for TSA. No, there'd be like an enclosed place where you go. It's not a show for everybody.
Oh, man. Did you see the video of that creepo TSA guy patting down that 9-year-old for like that 9-year-old boy for like 12 hours? He just kept patting him and scrunching him. It was horrible.
I guess Kevin Spacey's got a new job. It's good to see. He's found something. He's doing what he loves.
New career. But
listen, anytime somebody can follow their dream, I'm very supportive.
He was just like, he's patting the kid down with the backs of his hands. Then he's going on the outside of his legs. He's going on the inside.
Where
are
his parents?
He's getting up in there. I don't know. But this boy was left alone with this TSA agent. And he was going over him like he really did think he had a bomb implanted someplace.
Did this guy get reported?
Yeah. Okay. The video's on YouTube, and it's been reported before. People were outraged when they saw the video of him, like spending all this time and really, like, going over this poor kid.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah, it was a lot much.
You know what?
But I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of the TSA.
That doesn't belong at the airport. It does not.
No.
You know, activity like that belongs in the doctor's office at Michigan State. That's where activity like that belongs.
Can you believe that guy did that for that many years and that many women?
Of course.
It's
awful.
I know, it's incredible that many people. I mean, I understand, you know, the girls were vulnerable and they were like, you know.
And like one of the fathers didn't believe the girl or something. And
yeah.
I don't know if he killed himself or like she killed herself or something like
what?
That.
What, really?
Yeah, like a while ago.
Oh, know? I didn't hear that part. It's terrible.
I don't know why you wouldn't believe your daughter is, you know, he makes me feel uncomfortable.
I know.
I don't know why you, okay, then you know what? We're not going to him. We'll find somebody who does.
Yeah, and it's like, why would you immediately go to, you're just, you know, you're being fussy or you're being touchy or, you know, you're too sensitive.
Every doctor sticks his fist in there. It's how they find out if you're ovulating.
Yeah.
Shut up. Walk it off.
How do you think they find fistulas? That's how they find them, with their fist, you know.
Fistulas?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Huh.
But what... why wouldn't you believe? But then in a lot of cases, there have been, you know, people where the kids were sexually abused at home, and they go to the mother.
It's nice to have some different hands on you. No?
No.
That wasn't what you were going with?
No, that wasn't the way I was going.
Oh, I thought, because, you know, well, at least on the bright side, when they're assaulted at home, at least they can experience somebody else's touch, because we all know when you're in a long-term relationship, it gets boring sometimes. I thought that was your point.
No, that was not.
But you're telling me it's not your point.
No, no, really not at all.
I misread that.
Yeah, I'd say.
Huh.
No, I was just saying, you know, like, kids will go and they'll talk to their mom, and the mom is so, like, entrenched in the relationship with whomever
entrenched.
Is the...
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they ensconced?
Yes. With whoever the abuser is, they choose not to believe the
child. Well, the worst is when we're looking for, and it's coming up soon, worst moms and dads, where it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the mom and her new boyfriend were, like, just molesting them, or raping. I was like, whoa.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa.
Yeah, these
hey,
are the-
hey, not your kid. The neighbor's kid, people. A little respect.
Oh, my God.
A little respect.
The neighbor's
no?
kid. No? No,
you weren't going
kid.
For that. I misread again.
Yeah.
I am off tonight.
Yeah, you're kind of not getting the signals.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You're really, really off tonight. What the hell? What was in your Rice Krispies today?
I don't know. Listen, I'm just confused. Maybe I'm tired.
Did you ever hear The Book of Mormon?
I saw the play.
Oh, you did see the play. Yeah. Did you like it?
Overrated.
Really?
Overrated. I thought the opening song was the best song.
Yeah.
And it kind of petered out as we went along. A little long.
You know, there were some things that were a little overlong. I thought overall it was really great. I kind of glanced over. I went with a group of girlfriends, and one of them is a pretty, you know, I guess she's the most religious of us all, mm-hmm. and you know, a good Catholic girl. And I was trying to see her face when they were doing something particularly sacrilegious, and I was like, I couldn't see what. And I asked her after. Yeah, during the break, you know, what about that song? And she kind of rolled her eyes like, oh, yeah. And I was like, wow, she was not enjoying that
one. Why would she go? That's like going to see Q Street.
I know. But no.
No, but those are the people that come to a comedy show. They said nasty things. Fucking stay home, Margaret. Don't fucking go out. Stay, hang out with your cats. Eat your Swanson's dinner. And fucking shun yourself from society. Do us a favor. That's
no, I think she just wasn't expecting it to go on and
well,
on.
Maybe she should fucking go online and read a review. These fucking people, stop it. Stop it. These are the type of people we need to eliminate.
We had a really mixed review amongst the group of us. There were four of us.
Bunch of hens out for a night.
Yeah. And, well, matinee. And,
oh, it's cheaper.
I liked it the best.
Of course you did. You're sick, and that's why you're here.
Yeah. And it,
that's
it,
fine.
And it was sick. And
although
it was...
what's disturbing is apparently I'm a little too sick for you, but I kind of
yes,
I kind of knew that because you're a little fucking snowflakey today. I got that a little hour before the show.
Yeah,
you're a little not the Pip we've come to know and love. So as I said, I'll fuck you.
I'm touchy today.
You are.
I am.
Yeah, so it's not my problem. It's yours.
Yeah, it must be that time.
Tell you what, that's a fucking little industrious egg. If it's talking about overcoming all odds, I give it up for that one. That one deserves a spermazoa.
It sure does. It's like this one's fighting for its right to party.
Absolutely, I respect that. All right, the last thing, and you know, Joe. I don't even know why Joe gives us fucking time that he's going to be
that
here.
He's going to come because no.
They're fucking wrong.
And yeah, I know. I know. He
disrespectful.
No, well, he, you
it's
know,
disrespectful.
Sometimes he can't tell.
All right. So last thing. So we have two shows on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the shows, two girls start chatting with me about my Common Horror Curriculum t-shirt, since one of them is a teacher.
Did she like it?
Yes.
Good.
They never want to wear it. I can't wear it. Of course you can. Just not to the parent-teacher conference, you skank. Of course you can wear it.
Did you know?
What do you mean, no?
No, because teachers are... Teachers actually have to sign paperwork saying that they're going to, like, basically a morals clause. So they can't be walking around saying...
You know what? Maybe that dress shouldn't have been so fucking tight on Saturday night. How you like them apples?
Oh, well, you know what? Her apples were just fine, but walking around with the shirt that actually says, Common Whore! Is, yeah.
You know what?
That's the one step over.
A little baggier. Could have been a little baggier. Less form-fitting.
Did you really want that?
No, but okay. I don't have a problem with her wearing my shirt either.
Yeah, but wearing tight clothing isn't immoral.
It depends who you ask. So Lewis is one of the other comedians, and he comes over and starts chatting with them.
Okay.
He's interested in the teacher. She tells him they're going to be at a bar later.
Mm-hmm.
Which bar? The only one that's still going to be open after the show.
Small town?
Apparently, yes. Yes. So after closing the club, after the second show, Lewis wants us to come out with him to the bar,
mm-hmm.
me and the other comedian.
Yeah.
So we go because there isn't much else to do.
Right.
I mean, they're there.
Right.
The teacher and this girl are there.
Oh, good. They went.
Yeah. So the teacher's with some guy who does not appear overly into, it was some guy, and the girl does not appear overly into him.
Okay.
And Lewis has his mind made up about this girl.
In what way? That
he'd like to
hook up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You said that way nicer than I would have. But yes, now he's honed in on their conversation.
Yes.
Here's a reality, people. Most comedians can be way more interesting than most normal folks.
True.
We have, most of us have the gift of gab when we want to.
Yes.
And at the very least, we're more interesting than the local guy in town.
Yes.
We're a little exotic. Yeah. We're not rock star exotic.
Right.
But a little exotic.
Yes. It's still the entertainment field, which people find fascinating.
Exactly. And this guy's a bit intoxicated as well.
So
I'm watching the TV at the bar. And they have wrestling on, and there's a wrestler called Punishment Martinez.
I dated him.
I proudly proclaim that I should change my name to Punishment.
Yes.
Think yes.
Yes.
Yes. I think that if anything there was ever a name to my multitude of talents, Punishment.
That one nails it.
Yeah, it really encapsulates who I am.
A lot.
Yeah,
yes.
It really does. Punishment Martinez. Now, one of the bartenders, all women bartenders I'm talking about, very much amused and entertained by this, looking back at the TV. They're just like, it could be another. Another one's looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. You know what? Fuck you. But the other one, she saw it. She saw the vision.
She got it.
There was also a wrestler that I noticed looked like he was wrestling in a girdle. So I was... See, now you're laughing, and I bring you back to Let's Get Ready to Jiggle. And you see?
It's the clothing.
That's all part of Let's Get Ready to Jiggle.
Is wearing a girdle?
Wearing things that most people don't wear out in public.
Oh, my God.
I'm not putting you in sweatpants.
Okay.
See, now you're a little bit back on board.
A man in a girdle.
That's what it looked like to me.
Okay.
So I am entertained.
Yes.
You know, because I don't have a vested interest in these women. I do want to help Lewis, though.
Yeah.
You know.
You're being a good wingman.
I am a good wingman. I've always been a very good wingman.
Cool.
Not much of a solo pilot. Excellent wingman.
Yeah. Same here.
So, anyway. So I look over, and the guy with the teacher is showing his maybe, I'm not sure if it is, leather jacket. And he's talking about how the sleeves on, I couldn't grasp the whole thing, the sleeves may or may not zip off.
Why?
First of all, it looked like a members only jacket.
Pleather.
I don't know if it was. But I mean, when you're talking about whether your sleeves
zip off,
the conversation is pretty much dead, and now you're just shoveling dirt on it.
Wait, no, you're talking about, you were motioning where they zip off. At the shoulder?
No, not the shoulder.
Or like at the t-shirt level?
I would say like at the bicep.
Why the hell would your leather jacket zip
possibly leather
off,
jacket possibly leather jacket
possibly zip off to make it look like
oh,
a
I switched t-shirt. The chairs. That's the issue.
Yeah.
All right, fuck off. I want you to show up when you say you are. Switch chairs.
We'll switch chairs at the break.
I had to work on the $30,000 order and I couldn't get out and I was stuck in 2.5 hours of traffic.
I don't think you are sorry.
Listen to him humble brag. Yeah, $30,000 order.
Well, he ain't getting it. Well, raise the microphone, stupid, so you don't have to slouch.
Yeah, we'll swap.
That's
the
what the issue was. Yeah, so he's talking about. So now he's a little intoxicated. He's dealing with talking to a comedian who's honing in on the girl he wants to hone into, and he's down his sleeves.
He's explaining how he does his quick costume changes.
Yes. So things are not going well for him. So I chime in something every. What did I say? So I'm just trying to find Lewis is honing in on it. So I chime in something every so often just so they know that I'm there and hopefully aid Lewis. I'm still focused on the man wrestling in the girdle and the other comedian to my right, but I'm going to throw in a little comment every so often.
So that they're not like they're not in their own little
bubbles.
Their bubble.
It's
of
not
twosome.
Too intense for the girl. I'm still helping Lewis.
It's like a group
the hell
talk.
Are you?
Well, I'm fucking right next to you.
He's
stupid.
The wingman.
I'm sitting at the bar.
After the show.
Next to Lewis and these girls and this creepy guy. I'm playing wingman.
With the zip-off leather jacket
arms. I'm an excellent wingman. Just don't be excited about a five, and let's keep it real, and I'm an excellent wingman. If you're going to tell me a five's a nine, we're going to have issues, because that plane ain't getting off the ground. If you go, listen, I know it's a five, but I want to get with the five, go, I can help you. It's all
about... Gotta keep that business. So
What you're saying is, as long as you keep that perspective, you're willing to work with somebody.
Absolutely.
That's,
absolutely.
Yeah. I got you.
See? I just want a little integrity when you degrade yourself.
So if you can degrade yourself with your head held high, you're rolling with it.
Absolutely. I'm taking the ride with you. Okay. I'm going to make this five realize that you're...
I'm learning something about him
tonight.
I know. I'm learning something here.
The first portion of the show is when I reveal Joe.
I understand.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean, Pip's a little touchy today, so just so you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just so you know. But I've told her fuck you twice, so it's fine.
Told me fuck you once. I won't be here in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you know that's coming.
I was
she don't expect such treatment.
No, I was here a little bit longer before I got that.
Exactly.
I didn't time it, though.
Because you're a girl.
Yeah.
But we're not dealing with that tonight. Anyway, I don't have fucking time with a fucking girl with emotions. By the way, came up with an excellent TV show. She's an asshole. Although she started coming around with it when I talked about In Girdles.
No, no, different show.
No, same fucking show.
No, different show.
Call me a fucking counselor?
Then this is the wrong fucking relationship.
You see what he always does, Counselor Joe? See how he just like, he doesn't listen to me? He just talks about
this
stuff.
Because this is what happens before I get here and you guys are going at it. So I'm a counselor and then you both decide, fuck you, you're an asshole as well. And then
No, that was decided before you showed up. Are we going on 7 years? That cast was dying long ago.
Funny. That's kind of like, are you understood?
Yes, yes, right. Yeah, that's called a given.
Yes,
it is.
Very good. Both of you. Both get cookies. Anyway, I chime in every so often, so I know that there. And so this guy makes an attempt at humor.
Okay.
Now,
he's surrounded by comedians.
You
asshole.
Know, Pip. Attempts at humor. Surrounded by comedians. You better fly right. And we'll give you one. Last week, you had a brilliant one. A chair is not a gateway weapon. Comedians will give it up if you're on point.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, if you got a civilian that's like, I'm going to try to be funny, too. Yeah, are you, asshole?
No, don't.
Yeah.
Are you really? Are you?
You kind of went into the tiger's cage now.
Yeah, right.
That's where we play and chew things up.
Yeah. he's right, because when they run in and they try to, and then we rip them, oh, I was just trying to be funny. Shut up.
It's like, they run out, yipe.
Give you an example.
I'll tell you furthermore.
Give you an example of how nasty Lewis is as a comic.
Now, Lewis who?
Lewis Ramey.
Oh, all right. I love Lewis Ramey.
So, I didn't know this at the time. We're talking the next day before we get out of town. This is a little different story. So, we're just talking about, like, awful things that we've said. Mm. So he's like telling me something that awful that Irwin said, like he said to black people. And I said, well, I got that. I called a woman, sir. Backpedal, backpedal. He goes, I got that beat. I see a friend of mine. He's got the sniffles and he doesn't look good. And he's in the green room. Yeah. So I walk in and go, hey, what's going on, AIDS monkey?
Oh.
And the guy goes, you know.
Oh, no.
That's hysterical.
No.
So Lewis is an asshole like the rest
Lewis
of
Lewis Ramey has got one of the funniest jokes I ever heard.
And don't ruin it by telling it.
No, but I'm going to tell it anyway. He
he won't need
Mike
it anymore.
Tyson, Robin Givens was... when Mike Tyson was testifying in that case with Robin Givens, he goes, well, she was being malicious. Lewis goes, the last time he ever used a word like that was when he was a kid. Mama, these cookies are malicious.
That's terrible.
So we've now established, which I did not know at the time, the capacity of Lewis to be an asshole.
Oh, okay.
My capacity to be an asshole is well established.
Oh,
it's limitless.
Thank you. I was going to say legendary. Limitless is good, too.
Both
good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate that. Keeps you on your toes. So he it falls flat. And I'm just like, dude, comedy isn't easy.
Yeah.
It's like a little shot. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Go back to the sleeves. She just saw us perform. She knows we're fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? You go to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a famous Mets pitcher.
Doc Gooden.
There's Doc Gooden.
Right.
Of course it has to be a fucking dated one. You just see fucking Doc Gooden fan 15 people.
Okay.
Noah Syndergaard.
There you go. You go. She goes, thank you. I couldn't remember Yankee, so it's awful. Right. You just see.
Yeah, you still okay?
I know.
I don't feel bad.
There's plenty for you to feel bad about. So you go see Noah Syndergaard. He's just fans, 15 people.
Right.
Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are there.
Mm-hmm.
You see Noah Syndergaard after the game at the bar, surrounded by fans. you know, people are admiring Noah Syndergaard. You go, hey, they got a pitch machine over there. How about we? How about you go and watch me pitch? I bet I'm better than you. No. You can do that with the other guys at the bar. That's fucking Noah Syndergaard. don't try to out Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard.
It's so many times where there was like when we're hanging out after a show and you have a civilian coming up and try to be funny.
Yeah.
It gets from like embarrassing.
Yes.
To like uncomfortable.
Yes.
Where the like, and because they're just being stared at like with deadly silence.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. But this guy's trying to bang the same girl Lewis is trying to bang. Yeah. Okay. So there's more at it than just trying to be funny.
More at stake.
There's a goal. There's a goal there besides trying to be funny around the comics. And he's like, you guys are assholes.
Oh. Now where were you? You were on the road? You were in town?
This was Virginia. Right. Virginia. We're in the bar.
Gauntlet.
So I tell him, I go, we're professional assholes. I go, Lewis.
That's funny because you guys are, and you don't expect you, hey, fuck you, man. No, we're professional assholes.
You don't know what you're
stepped into. That's hysterical.
You
got to
understand something. I just saw Lewis, we've done three shows together. I saw Lewis have two shows where people were kicked out and wanted to go back in there and fight him.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's usually my role.
I was just going to say. Was it a slow night for you?
Yeah, I was the nice guy. Well, here's the thing. I was in the middle this weekend. Lewis was closing. Mm-hmm. So what usually happens is I know they're a little drunk. They're getting drunk while I'm up there. And I often tell you, that's why the feature's the better spot. By the time Lewis is up there, the raging alcoholism has really kicked in. So that's what was going on. It's not that Lewis was an asshole. Lewis had to deal with it. But they were not happy with the way Lewis dealt with it. So it's like...
Oh, my God.
I mean, really, punches were thrown.
Wow.
Not at Lewis, at the guy trying to keep Lewis, at the guy trying to keep the drunk woman from going back after Lewis.
Wow.
What did he say to the drunk woman?
I wasn't in there, but there was a right crossroad.
I wasn't in there.
I was outside, but I saw the people get dragged out. I heard the cursing and ranting and raving. I'm like, and I even said to the staff a couple times, it's so nice not to be the asshole this weekend.
Fucking business. I really had it with the entertainment.
Well, fortunately, it had it with you 5 years ago, so here we are. So I go, no, you don't understand. Lewis and I are being nice. You have no idea what we're capable of.
This is the soft and cuddly us.
No, I have really no investment in this, but I'm here to support Lewis.
Right.
You got to do the right thing.
Yeah, so it sucks for this guy because he's probably spent several hours talking to this girl, buying her drinks.
Yep.
And then the celebrities, air quotes, walk in and blow up your game. You spend a whole fucking night and then 20 minutes before closing, look what walks in, Aerosmith.
Right, not that right,
we're
right.
Here, but for all intents and purposes, we're Aerosmith in this place.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
I have scarves with me.
70 Aerosmith or 80s Aerosmith?
Funny. Where Facebook comes to the radio. You should read our Facebook pages.
That was a good debate. Usually it was political. Usually he was questioning, you know, asking.
I wasn't
about,
questioning anything. Nah, I made a statement.
Made a statement about Aerosmith and Davin and I are going back. But it's the first day we're going back on music. So it's not like we're digging into policy. It's not like.
Same type of thing, though.
We're going into deep album cuts.
Yeah.
Right.
And bringing up philosophy on that. It was nice. It was fun.
Nobody said fuck you. It was nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Because
nobody got called a racist. It was a good time.
Wow, this was unusual.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Good old fashioned music debate.
JJ didn't pipe in.
Probably didn't know what the fuck we were talking about. So then he whines. You don't whine.
That's not pretty.
No. You,
now, is he drunk?
I think he's drunk whining.
Ah, right. It's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
And now we aren't leaving because Lewis is trying to close the deal. So we all leave the bar. And now, so it's me, Lewis, and Irwin. And the two
What time was it?
1 o'clock, fucking last call.
And look at the whole situation. This guy's whining and drunk. Lewis is trying to close the deal. 1 o'clock in Virginia. Bars close early. Clock's ticking on this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And shit is right in this point is fucking crucial.
Yep.
Shit's crucial right
now. Yep. Everybody's got pressure but me.
Shit's, yeah, right. But no, you've got your job and a reputation. You got to try, you know.
I don't know. I haven't seen Lewis in years.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know
you
I'm
know,
sure.
You're the guy.
I'm being a nice guy.
You're the guy in the control tower next to the, you know, trying to talk the pilot in, you know?
I got a story about that, but we won't do it now.
Uh-oh.
So we all get out onto the street. So it's me, Irwin, and Lewis, the two guys, that guy and another guy, and the two girls.
Okay.
One of the other guys is talking to the other girl, the non-teacher.
Okay.
So then...
The non-teacher. She's a non-teacher.
Well, no, because the teacher, that's how it all started. So then the topic of food comes up, and somebody's hungry. And the non-teacher girl recommends Sheetz.
Okay.
Sheetz is a gas station.
And that's what you usually get from having this stuff.
Thank you. I explain a gas station can never be the number one pick for food.
Yeah.
I explain to her that this is the epitome of white trash. Again, I have nothing invested. I'm not.
No.
The things you say are limitless when you're not trying to get your dick wet.
Yeah. But in a good way, usually you're outside the bar. Now seconds count. However, this other girl brings up the diner. That's added time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, but bringing up Sheetz. You know, you can't. Your number one go to for dining can't be where you just filled up with premium.
Now, but the problem is, I don't know how big a town this is. If Sheetz is the only place in town and it could extend the time,
that's where you go.
Sheetz it is. You know?
I guess. She was raving about the mozzarella sticks.
God almighty, can imagine what Sheetz mozzarella sticks taste like.
That was my like,
poor
even
people.
I know. It's even
like,
saying that is like.
Really?
So I laid into her a little bit.
She needs to be, yeah.
Thank you.
You got to straighten that shit out.
Exactly. So, where was it? So now Lewis is still talking to the other girl, to the teacher, and the drunk guy is still getting upset. He's like, you guys aren't good friends.
Why should we be friends with you?
It's like, dude, we aren't your friends.
We met you an hour
not
ago.
Your friends.
Lewis is trying to bang the girl you've been talking to.
Yeah.
We're your enemy tonight.
You know, we met you an hour. The loyalty is really not there.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but did you notice that our school of sharks do not include you?
Yeah, we're,
you know.
He's whining, so we continue walking, and he tried to put his arm around the teacher, and she kind of does like a spin move, squirm away. Now I'm laughing my ass off because I'm behind this, because again I got nothing invested in the game,
right.
But I'm fine.
But you know where she stands now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have to concentrate on Lewis moving in.
Well, yes. Also, this is the most fun I've had since at the bar when I saw the guy wrestling in the girdle. I'm having a great night tonight.
Note to self: try to get out of work on time and no traffic. Well, it's on the replay.
So, because this guy has zero game and the wheels are coming off.
Yeah.
I tell the teacher, because she pulls back where I'm walking, I tell her I found this extremely entertaining.
Does she get it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been that asshole doing the commentary.
Yes, you know, yes.
Back in the day, and it's like, boy, that's some move, huh?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm not trying to bang her, so, you know.
Right.
So I guess, like, Irwin said something that, like, she got offended to. So now Irwin's backpedaling. Now,
no.
Irwin's not trying to bang her, but he's like, apologize.
Who's Irwin?
One of the other comics guy who put it together.
I got you.
But again, I'm laughing my ass off. I go, look at you backpedal. Because I'm laughing. Because I don't give a shit.
You've got nothing invested.
I'm not angling for
it's
a blowjob.
It's hysterical.
All I'm thinking about, I got shit to talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah, keep rolling, folks. Keep rolling.
Yeah.
I have a segment.
And apparently you do. Yeah, it's really good.
But that's the thing. When you're not trying to get laid, you can insult anybody.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's how I base my act.
Yeah.
Not trying to fuck either one of you. I'm very free with the insults.
I know. I'm not trying to get laid here. I can say whatever I want.
Exactly.
Let's talk about my ass again. You know, I don't care.
Let's not.
No, I was kidding.
Enough.
As if I was going to.
What was I going to say? Anyway, the teacher explained that she doesn't like being touched. That's why she was squirming
away.
Okay. So I'm like, you have tactile issues. So I'm like, well, how do you have sex? When do you hover? I'm like genuinely curious. And more or less, she's like, yeah. So
she doesn't like being touched even during sex, huh?
I know. I guess she has tactile issues. And the guy's whining. He's like, oh, I want you guys to leave.
Now,
do you?
All right. Yeah. Now, what I would tell the drunk guy, shut your face. Lewis, how are you going to approach? What, are you going to put oven mitts on? How the fuck are you going to fuck her now?
Yeah. That's his problem, not mine.
All right.
Listen, spaceships can dock. This can happen.
Okay.
So anyway.
I got to keep you in mind. So, Pip, what do we do here?
So the guy's whining that he wants us to leave. That ain't gonna happen. But they wound up going their own way. We went up our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We did split up. Long story short, I believe Lewis will be seeing her this coming weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mission accomplished.
I believe so.
Right.
I believe so.
All right.
I mean, I didn't have that much to do with it.
Right,
now, why'd the whiny guy want you to leave?
Because we're fucking up his game.
He's fucking up his
we're,
game.
Because we're much more entertaining.
Yeah.
Of course, you're entertainers.
Right. And I don't even like talking to people. But now I can be an asshole, and it's appreciated. I'm not being asked to leave except for a guy who I don't give a shit about.
Yeah. You're not being good friends. We're not your friends.
I feel if I had this approach with women, younger, I would have had a lot more sex. I didn't realize that being the asshole is the way to go. But I think it suits me well.
So, sometimes it's not reeking of desperation.
But,
that is
but
the
Joe
thing
has seen me.
Attractive.
Joe has seen me, and I'm the worst with it. Like one on one with girls. I'm, remember we went away, and that hot girl was like into me and everything, yeah. And her mom was trying to give it to me, and she's like, "Oh, I'm having problem with my boyfriend." And I'm like, "What's wrong? How can we make really?"
No!
He turns into like the mother, the Jewish mother.
Yeah, really. Yeah. What an asshole. The apartment's right there. It's walking distance. This girl is so fucking hot. She likes the cowboy hat, unlike Joe. But I'm her therapist. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But in this situation, I'm an asshole.
All you can hear that night is Davin talking to this girl, talking to her off the ledge, and me singing fucking karaoke drunk off my
with
ass.
The drunk mother.
With the drunk mother. Yeah.
Girl was hot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See. So.
And the mother looked like years old. You know, like.
I wasn't gonna stick around and see how she aged.
But no. But she goes, "Guess how old I am?" And I'm like, "How old?" She tells me she's a year younger than me. And I
and
go,
you're
I
like,
thought, I'm like,
living hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But anyway. So that was that. We're gonna take our break. We'll come back. We'll come back with Kevin Gutti. Music on the break.